Today's daf in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sota, Daf Chof Hei. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Henry J. Ben. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We pick up the Gemara three lines from the top, Chof Hei Omer Aleph, with the words Ibayluhu. The answer to the base medrash, the following Shaila. Ibayluhu, Overis Al Das, if a woman, Rachman al-Islam, is not acting the way a Jewish woman should act. Rashi explains, this Das is Das Yehudis. As you remember, we learned in the Gemara in Ksubos, he said a Jewish woman has to act in a certain way. And this Das Yehudis is to act in a tzniyistic way. So Overis al Das, Rashi tells us, is a girl, Nebuch, who's not acting, she'ainu tznua. She's going out, Yotza, Virosha Puro, she's going out without her hair being covered, she's a married woman, Viktova Bashuk, and she's spinning in a public place which could reveal her legs. Umbadaberis and Kolodim, she's speaking with every single person around without any aspect of tzniyus. And the Gemara in Ksuba said, the Omer in Ksuba, the Yotza Shalom B'Ksubasa, the husband has a right to divorce such a woman without paying her Ksuba. So, in this situation, the answer to the Beis Medrash, such a woman, Tzricha Asra Lafsida Ksubasa, O Eino Tzricha Asra Lafsida Ksubasa, does her husband have to warn her, listen, if you keep on acting like this, you're going to lose your Ksuba. And that's the Hasra. Rashi says, Shemo Tasra, because maybe she'll take his comments seriously, and she'll stop acting that way. And if she starts acting like a proper Jewish woman, lo tafsid ksuba, so then she shouldn't lose her ksuba. Or maybe not. The husband doesn't have to give her asra. She acted this way, the deed is done, so to say. And she loses her ksuba no matter what. So that's the question they ask in the Beis Medrash. This woman who's not acting in its neatest take away, does she automatically lose her ksuba? Or only with a warning does she lose her ksuba? Do we say, what are the two sides to the coin? She already did her actions. She acted in a non-modest way, in a non-sneistic way, and therefore she doesn't need any further hasra. She's lost the ksuba. Or do we say, no, you have to warn her, and therefore, maybe she'll go and stop doing this type of inappropriate activity, and therefore she won't lose the ksuba. That's the question they asked the Beis Medrash. We try to bring an answer from our Mishnah, Toshma. We learned in our Mishnah. We had said in yesterday, Shia de Machlokes, in our Mishnah, between our Mishnah, Rev Yonas and Rev Yosha, revolved around whether both an Arusa and a Shomeres Yavim are not entitled to drink the Meisota and wouldn't be entitled to the Ksuba. So we learned in our Mishnah yesterday, Arusa v'Shomeres Yavim, this was the opinion of Rev Yonasan, that both the Arusa and the Shomeres Yavim, Lo Shosus, aren't entitled to drink the Meisota. If the husband gave them Kinui, and then they closeted themselves away with such a person, they can't drink the Mehamarim, and below note, Lo's Ksuba, and they lose the Ksuba. Now, what does our Mishnah tell us? Mishnah hu de Lo Shasya, they don't in fact get to go and drink the Mehamarim. However, the kinui did work, however, and therefore, you see the hasra is necessary. Now, why is the hasra necessary? Lemai, for what reason? Isn't it lav lahafsid ksubasa? Don't you see from our Mishnah that if you want to take away somebody's ksuba, you have to give him hasra. You have to give him a warning. So she was told, listen, if you're acting in a modest way and you're closeting yourself away with this guy, you're going to lose your ksuba. So don't do it. They warned her. And now, if she does it, that's when she loses the ksuba. But implication being that if she wasn't warned, she wouldn't lose her ksuba. So therefore, let's learn from our Mishnah. The answer to the question is that you must give her hasra in order to lose a ksuba. So Rabbi Abai says, lav dafka, you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Why? Lo, our Mishnah is not talking about it. Our Mishnah is li'osra alav. Our Mishnah is to say that she is forbidden to stay with him anymore. When she unfortunately does stira, so you wouldn't know. Maybe you would think that the waters don't check her, so maybe she can't stay with him. So therefore, la'osra alav, it comes to tell us that she is not allowed to stay with her husband in this situation, with her arus or with the yavam. However, in regards to the ksuba, she might have lost the ksuba anyway, even if she didn't get asura. If she acted in this immodest fashion, even without kinui and stira, she would be not permitted to her husband because she was acting in an immodest fashion. So you can't bring a sarai for the Mishnah. Rapapa gives a different reason. Rapapa mar lo lahashkosa kishi nusua. Our Mishnah is actually coming to teach us a different thing. And that is that if the Orus gave her a warning, don't closet yourself with Yanko, and while that doesn't allow her, if she does closet herself with Yanko, to go and drink the Mei Hamarim while she's in Arusa, but lahashkosa kishi nusua, our Mishnah is telling us that yes, this kinui and stira works, in order that in case they do get married, and then after the marriage, after the nisuin, the chuppah, she then closets herself away with this guy, Yanko, so then the kinui that she had given to her while she was in Arusa will still work. And this is a Braisa, Kiditanya. It says, like our Mishnah, you can't give kinui, and if the Arusa then is so serious herself with the person that she was told not to class it herself away with, so that she can't drink the Mei Hamarim while she is an Arusa. However, Avo Mekanali Arusa, you can give the kinui to the Arusa, and then if they get married, they undergo Chuppah Nisuin, then if she still closets herself away with the guy after she's in a Suwa, that kinui, while she was in Arusa, will work, Lashkosa Kishina Suwa, will actually work to go and make her drink while she's in a Suwa. So that's what Rav Papa says our Mishnah is coming to teach us. And again, it doesn't answer the question, would an Overa Sadas Trichatsura Lafsik Subasa or not? So we're still left with that question. So Amar Rava, Rava tries to give the answer to that question. Does the Overes Hadas need Hasra or not? Toshma, he says, what about for the following? It said in our Mishnah, Almono lekoin gadol, or grush v'chalus lekoin hedyud, or mamzeres nesil liyisrael, or bas yisrael mamzer nenosin. All of these people, they were forbidden to be married. Some of them on a daraisa level with a lav, and some of them, like a chalutz, only on a derabbanan level. And possibly the Nesina or the Nosin aren't allowed to be married on a Rabbanan level. The others are on a Derais level, but in any event, none of them are an Isser that would make you into a Mamzer, according to the standard Pshat, that an Isser Lav, and certainly an Isser Rabbanan, don't make you into a Mamzer if you have a child from that relationship. So in all of these scenarios, the widow marrying the Kohen Gadol, the Grusha Chalutza marrying the Kohen Hedyot, or the Mamzeres and the Nesina, the female Mamzeres, her parents had an adulterous relationship, and the Nesina, she came from the Givonim, they were told during the days of David Melt that they can't marry the Klai Yisrael, who marries a man. So this is an Isser either Daraisa or Darabanan. And the Bas Yisrael the other way, if the Bas Yisrael is kosher, but she wants to marry a Mamzer or Nosin. So in those situations, if there's a Kinoi done, Lo Shosos, the woman, if she closets herself away with the guy, doesn't drink. And our Mishnah said, Velo Not Los Ksuba, she is not entitled to get her Ksuba. Now, our Mishnah said, Mishnah Hud Lo Shasya, or Mishnah taught us that she's not allowed to go drink the Mei Sota, but the Kinoi worked, Ha Kanuye Mekani La. Now, what did it work that we're saying that it worked? Lamai, for what din? Ili also in a love, if to say, that she should be also to that person, well, the Amon is already also to the Kohen Gadol, the Grusha Chalutz is already also to the Kohen Hedyot, the Mezeres and the Sin is already also to the Yisrael, the Bas Yisrael is already also to the Mamzer and the Nosin. So Ili also in a love, Harsir and Vakayman. So that can't be it. Mustn't it be, Rabbi says, El Olav will have Sidon Ksubasun. So you see that you need Hasra in order to make her lose the Ksuba. So therefore, the Overa Sadas, you must give her Hasra in order to lose her Ksuba. If she doesn't have Hasra, she doesn't lose her Ksuba. That's what Rabbi wants to answer. And Amr Rav Yehuda Midiskarta, so Rav Yehuda came from the place called Discarta, says, no, that's also not a good answer. We can't use that as a riot because our Mishnah is coming to teach us Li Osra La Boel Kibal. Our Mishnah is coming to tell us that even if she were to get divorced from her husband, she would never be allowed to go marry that guy Yanko that she had closeted herself away with. That's the Issa. She's also to her husband, Labal, and she's also to the Boel. So this is what you need our Mishnah to teach us, that the kinui works, the Osro La Boel Kibal, did not, as we learned in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that we'll learn in a couple of days, on Daf Chav Zayin, Shem Shasru La Baal, Kachasru La Boel. Just like she's no longer allowed to be with her husband, so too she's not allowed to ever be with the person that she committed adultery with, Rachmona Litzlan. So we're still left with the question, Overa Sadas, does she need Asura to lose a Ksuba or not? So Amar Ruchanina Misura, Ruchanin who came from Sura, he said, Toshma, let's still learn it, but from a different part of our Mishnah. At the end of our Mishnah, it said, the Elusha Beis Din Mekanin Lohen. There were certain men who either were incapacitated, mentally incapable, or they were in jail and couldn't physically give their wives Hasra, and their wives were acting in an appropriate fashion. So we said that the Beis Din can go and do the kinui on behalf of the husband who's unable to do so. And we had said, Mishnah is Schar Ishbala. If the husband unfortunately became a Lav Bardas, he became a person who can't speak and can't hear, so he's a Lav Bardas, or Nishtato became, unfortunately, mentally incapacitated, or he was locked away in a dungeon someplace, in a jail someplace, and he physically wasn't around to go tell his wife, stop closeting yourself away with that guy. So the basin can go and do a kinui. However, it's not for the purpose, Tanakam of our Mishnah said, for the woman actually drinking, but Ella Liposla Miksubas, it's to make her lose her ksuba. What do you see? That without the Hasra, she wouldn't lose a Ksuba. So too, the Overes Hadas, without the Hasra, doesn't lose a Ksuba. This is a good proof. No, why didn't everybody else say this? Why did all the previous Terutzim that we had not say this somewhat obvious teretz in the end of the Mishnah. The hulu my time alu amar yimaha. Why did the other amoraim that brought terutzim not want to give this teretz? So obviously there must be a problem with this teretz, and they held as follows. Dilma shani hasam. They thought maybe in the case where the husband is physically or mentally incapable of giving hasra to his wife, of giving the kinur to his wife, because he's either deranged or he's not there, he's locked away in jail. Only in that situation, the less law emosu de baal klal, she has absolutely no fear of her husband. Her husband's either crazy, Nebuch, or her husband's not there, he's in jail. So therefore, she needs a warning, because otherwise, there's really nothing to stop her. But under normal situations, one wouldn't need a warning, since the husband is there and she's doing it anyway. So that's as if she, so to say, had hasra. And maybe under normal situations, the other amoraim would hold that you don't need hasra to make her lose a ksuba. And it's only in this situation, the end of the Mishnah, which talking about the husband was either nebuch crazy or the husband was locked away in jail, only there do you need hasra. But maybe in every other case, you don't need hasra. So therefore, that's why they didn't like this teretz from Chavnina Misura. Okay, now they ask another question in the base of Medrash. Boy, they ask the following shaila in the base of Medrash. Overes al das v'rotzo balakayma. This woman, Nebuch, is not acting in its neistika fashion. As we had said, she's unfortunately going around with her hair uncovered in public, and she's sewing and weaving in public in a non-sneist way and talking to everybody. So she's overes al das yehudis. Nevertheless, her husband loves her. V'rotzo balakayma. So is he allowed to or not? Makayma, wait a makayma. Is he allowed to keep her and say, okay, I'm putting up with this? She's not actually Mizana, so he says, I'm willing to put up with this, unfortunately, non-sneer-sticker wife. Or, no, he's not allowed to. If she's acting in this way, he's not allowed to stay married to her. What are the two sides to the question? Me, I mean, do we say, Bikbeda de Baal Tola Rachmana v'holokopit? Do we say, it's up to the husband? If the man had actually been Mizana with the wife, so then you wouldn't be allowed to keep the wife. But if the man was just talking with her, the man just was hanging out with her, she was unfortunately not wearing her sheitel, and she was around in public with these other men, so then, no, he doesn't mind. So therefore, it's up to the Baal. The Baal Tola Rachmana, the kpeda of the Baal is what the Torah says is the critical factor, and in this situation, he's willing to be Bekayimer, so therefore, she doesn't lose her ksuba, and she's allowed to go stay with her husband, or Dilma, or do we say, no, kivan the kopit, kopit. Since most people would not be happy with such a not-sneer-sticker wife. So therefore, he too, his opinion is, so to say, batul l'rov, since most people in this situation would not want to have such a wife. So therefore, even though he's a yotzim and a klal, he's willing to, nevertheless, he's not allowed to. That's the question he asked in the Beis Medrash. Can he be rotzul l'kaima? And yes, he can, or no, he can't. So let's bring a raya from our Mishnah again. Toshma, the elu shebeisin mekanula. Those three cases where the husband either became a cheresh, or he became a shota, or he was locked away in the beis asurim. Mishin ischari shbala or nishtata or shoy chovish beis asurim. So in those situations, we said as follows. Tana Kama holds that she walks, she can't drink, she loses a ksuba. So what do you see? The Amris Rotzo Bala Kaima Makaima. If you're holding that in fact the husband has the right to go and be Makaima wife in such a situation, so then Avde based in Mide, the Dumalo Nicho Le Lebal. If you're telling me that in this situation the husband can't be Makaimer, so how does the basin have the right to go and act on behalf of the husband for something that the husband doesn't want? Let's say the husband's in jail and he loves his wife and knew he understands, he's willing to put up with the fact that she's going around in a somewhat non-sneistic way. Now, if Basin has the right to go and act on his behalf and give her kinoi, so then if he had the right to be Mekayimer if he wanted to, so now it's too late. How could he be Mekayimer? Basin did something that he doesn't want. Obviously, therefore, it must be that he has no choice in the matter. Once Basin sees that she's acting in a promiscuous fashion, so Basin says, you're not allowed to do this. And if you do this, you're going to lose your right to be married to him, and you're going to lose your ksuba. Oh, so you see that he doesn't have to be a right to be Mekayimer. So therefore, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah that even if he wishes to be Mekayimer, he doesn't have the right to be Mekayimer from the fact that Basin can give the kinoi, so to say, against his will, because he doesn't have the right to be Mekayimer if she's acting promiscuously. Mar says, no. No, in most cases, the husband would be happy that the Beis Din is acting on his behalf to tell his wife, listen, you better start acting like a proper Jewish wife, even though I'm in jail, even though the person is mentally incompetent now, he's hoping he'll get better, he'll take medication, he'll get better, and then he wants his wife to act in a tzniyistik way. So therefore, the stam of the milsa, the stam case, the normal presumption is that the man would want the Beis Din to do this. But let's say it turns out that he wants to be Mekayimer, so then he in fact could be Mekayimer And therefore, you can't bring a raya from a Mishnah that he can't be mekayim if he wishes to under normal situations. If the wife's acting promiscuously and the husband is around, and the husband is a bar das, so if he wishes to accept that type of a behavior, he has the halachic right to do so. So we don't answer the question. They asked another question in the Beis Medrash. They asked the following shayla in the Beis Medrash. What about Baal Shemochal Kinuyov? Kinuyov Machal? Oh, Eina Machal. Here we have a scenario where the husband originally did kinui with his wife. He told her, listen, I don't want you to closet yourself away with Yanko. And then he changed his mind. He said, listen, you know, I realize Yanko's not such an attraction to her. Okay, you can go be closet away yourself with Yanko. It's not going to bother me. So does he have the right to undo his kinui or not? Can he be moichel on his kinui or ena moichel? What are the two sides of the coin? Yeah, I mean, do we say, bikinui de baal tol rachmana, u baal ha moichel leil kinuyo? Do we say that it's up to the Baal? So when the Baal did a kinui and said, you better not closet yourself with Yanko, so she closets herself with Yanko, then she has to drink the Meimaru. But that's because that's what the Baal wanted. If the Baal changed his mind, he originally said, I don't want you to closet yourself with Yanko. And then he said, all right, you want to closet yourself with Yanko, Nishka Frelich, I'm not worried that you're going to commit adultery. I'll let you closet yourself away with Yanko. So in that situation, it's up to the paid of the Baal. So originally he cared, now he doesn't, so he can be Meichel on his original kinui. Or do you say no? No, once he did it, that's it. You can't undo. You wanted not to closet yourself with Yanko. You can't undo that. That's the question they asked in the Beis Medrash. Toshma, try to bring an answer, again, from our Mishnah. We certainly learn in our Mishnah, the Elul Shebeis Mekandla. Again, those three scenarios, Mishin is Harish Bala. If the husband never became a Chayrish, he's unable to speak or hear. So he's Lava Bardas. Oh, Nishtato, never became crazy. He's Lava Bardas. Oh, Shoyel Chavish Beis Asur, more he's locked away in jail, and he physically isn't there to do this. Now, we had said in that situation, the Tanakhama holds that the kinoi works and the woman can't drink the mei hamarim and she'll lose her ksuba. Now, the amr's baal shemochal al kinuyov mochal. If you're telling me that the baal has the right to go and undo his kinoi, so abdinun midi diosi baal mochale. So how could the basin do something that the husband could come later on and undo? So basin says kinoi. Then the husband gets out of jail and says, man, you closet yourself your way with that guy to your heart's content. So he can't undo something that the basin did. So Gemara says, no, again, Storm of the Milsa, the usual typical fashion is that a man wants the Basin to go and act on his behalf, or the Maskim Aldas Basin. And therefore, under the usual circumstances, the man would be happy the Basin did this. No, if there is a guy that originally gave Kinoi and then he changed his mind, so then he would have the right to do this, and you can't bring us a raya from the Mishnah. Try again, Toshma. Now we're going to bring a raya from a different Mishnah. This is a Mishnah we learned early in the Masechta and Daf Zayin. It said over there, if a man is taking his wife to the Beis HaMikdash to go and undergo the Sota process, so they give him they give him two Tamidei Chachamim, so we said originally to make sure that they will prevent him from having relations with his wife, because if he has relations with his wife on the way to the Beis HaMikdash, she's not allowed to drink the Mei Sota, and there's no way to ever prove that she's innocent, and in this situation, since he was the cause, he'll have to give her a ksuba, but he won't be able to stay married to her. Now, if you're telling me the Amr is Baal Shemochal Kinuyov Kinuyov Mochal, if you're telling me that the husband has the right to undo his kinoy, so listen, why do you need the two witnesses to tell the husband, you better not go and be alone with your wife and have relations with your wife. Guess what? If he wants to, if he changes his mind, he says, I'd like to be with her. So he says, okay, I'm undoing my kinoi, and therefore the kinoi falls off, and therefore she doesn't have to drink the meisota, and she's allowed to go back to be with her husband. So obviously, from the fact that they sent along two Tamidei Chachamim with him, it must be that he can't undo his kinoi. Oh, asked and answered. It seems from our Mishnah that you can't undo the kinoi. Where says Lavdavka? You know what the purpose of the two Tamid Chacham was? Not to go and prevent him from having relations with his wife. It's to teach him this din. Maishto Tamid Chacham. Why did Lavdavka send two Tamid Chacham? If they just wanted to send two people along to make sure that he doesn't have relations with his wife, or that they'd be witnesses that if he has relations with his wife, that we would know that. So you don't need Tamid Chacham. The reason why they send Tamid Chacham is the Gemiri that know this din. The boil and mibol. Amilei achle likinu yechubala. In this situation, they wanted to have two Tamidei Chacham. They could say, listen, instead of doing this with an Aveira involved over here, and now you're going to be stuck, so go and undo your kinoi, and now you can do it behind the gomel, luchatrila. You're allowed to sleep with your wife. You're allowed to be with your wife because there is no longer an iser of kinoi on her if you undo it. So that's why they sent the Tamidei Chacham, and therefore we have no raya from a Mishnah. What Allah is, can a man be mochel on his kinoi? Yes or no? We don't have an answer from our Mishnah or from the Mishnah on Daf Zayin. Where it tries again. For the following bright, so Toshba bring a right from there. The Amr of Yosha, Rav Yosha said that I had heard Shlosha Dvarim Sochli Ze'iro Me'an Shir Yishalayim. I had heard from Zira that the Gedolim from Yerushalayim taught him these three things. Number one, Baal Shemochal Kinuyov Kinuyov Mochal. Oh, this exact din, that the husband has the right to undo his kinoy, and in fact, the kinoy will be undo. So that's point number one. So this answers our question, that you see from the elders of Yerushalayim, from the Anshi Yerushalayim, that you're allowed to undo the kinoy. That's point number one. Point number two, that Zira said he heard from these sages of Yerushalayim, from the Anshi Yerushalayim, is Zokin Mamre. A Zokin Mamre is a person who's a big Talmud Chacham, but he's going against Sanhedrin. And in the Lishkas HaGozes, he paskins differently than them. And he's going against their Psak Halacha. So in that situation, he's a Zokin Mamre. He's going to Nebuch be killed by the Sanhedrin. However, the Zokin Mamre should run to base Limcholo Mochlo. If the basis says, listen, he's harmless, he's a huge Talmud Chacham, on this one thing, he's a little bit an action, he doesn't wish to subdue his point of view to us, but he's a real great tzaddik, he's a big Talmud Chacham, everybody loves him, all of the ways he's an Elich Yid, so no, we're going to be Moichlin on his being a Zaki Mamre. So they're allowed to do that. That was the second point that Zira said in the name of the Anshi Yerushalayim. And the third point was, Uben Sora Mora. This is a child that does certain types of thievery with wine and with meat from his parents. He's between the ages of 13 and 13 and a quarter. It's a very difficult din to understand. And according to the Gemara elsewhere, it may never have ever happened that there really was a Ben Sora Mora. In any event, what happened over here was that the parents originally had to bring the child, both the mother and the father had to mother and father had to agree to bring the child to the basin to be a Ben Sora Mora. And now they changed their mind. Ben Sora Mora, Shiratsu Avivimo Limcholo. Now they're saying, no, you're going to kill our son. No, we take it back. We want to be Moyachlim. Moyachlim Lo. They'll have to take back their calling him a Ben Sora Mora. So these three things, Yoshia said, hear it from Zira in the name of the Anshi Yerushalayim. No, it included over here this din of Baal Shemoch Al Kinuyov, Kinuyov Moch. Now, Rav Yoshia finishes the story. He says, when I came to the great Tamidim HaChamim in the Darom, these were the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. After Rabbi Akiva, Nebuch lost his 12,000 pairs of Tamidim, so he rebuilt his entire Torah empire with five, some say six, great Tanoim. And when Rav Yoshe came to these great Tanoim, so they told me that Zira was right, the Anshi Yerushalayim were right in two of those three cases. They didn't agree in the Zaki Mamre case. They said, no, a Zaki Mamre is a Zaki Mamre. The Beis Din doesn't have the right to go and let the guy off the hook. If he's still a Zaki Mamre in the Lishkas HaGozes against the Sanhedrin, Nebuch, he has to be punished like a Zaki Mamre. But the other two cases, the Baal Shemochal Kinuiv Kinuiv Mochal, and Ben Sora Mora Shiratsu Avivim Limchalo Mochal, those two cases they agreed with Zira in the name of the Anshi Yerushalayim. Why? Shelo Yarbu Machlokes B'Yisrael. The reason why they didn't want the Zokin Marmei case to be allowed to be Machlokes, because that's going to lead to, unfortunately, a period, a problem in Klai Yisrael. Some are going to say, well, let's follow the Yolucha, the Das Yochid of the Zokin Marmei. And others are going to say, no, you have to follow the Sanhedrin, it's going to lead to trouble. However, in the other two situations with the Baal Shemochal Kinuyev and the parents with the Ben Sar Mori, it's not going to affect anybody else. So therefore, they allowed that to be undone. Oh, what do you see from here? Shema mina. Baal Shemochal Kinuyev, Kinuyev Mochal, Shema mina. This is in fact a good raya. We answer this question from the Beis Medrash in the manner that the Baal can be mochal on his kinuy if he wishes to. Now the Gemara continues and says, Pligubo Rav Acha v'Ravina. Rav Acha and Ravina had the following machlokas. We don't know which one said which. Chadamar, one of them held that the Baal is allowed to be mochal on his kinuy only if it's kodim stira mochal. Only if it was before the wife closeted herself away with Yanko. So, meanwhile, until she closets herself away with Yanko, the Baal can retract. But once she closets herself away with Yanko, then the Baal can't retract. However, the other one said, no, even the Yachastira, even after they were closeted away, you still can retract. The Gemara says, Umistabra kiman de Omar ein mochel. It makes sense to say that if there was stira, then you can't retract. Only if there was no stira can you retract. That's the halach we said, we just brought down from the Zira in the name of the Anshi Yerushalayim and from the Chavei Reishah B'Dorom, that the din is that the Baal can be mochel on his kinoy. But the Gemara wants to suggest that it only can be mochel until the stira itself. But once there's stira, the Baal can't be mochel. Why is that? Mimai? Because midikah mahadrei rabbanon l'Rav Yosi. Look what the Chachamim responded to Rav Yosi. And we see this from the following brisa, the Tanya. It said in the following brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Baala Neman Ola Mikabachomer. Her husband is believed because of the following Kabachomer. Uma Nida Shibichoreitz. If the husband's wife is a Nida, he nevertheless is allowed to be believed to be with her. They don't have to separate. The only one exception would be on the Kala on her wedding night. If she is in fact Pierce Nida and it's a Chupas Nida, so then they can't be together. They have to have somebody else there in the house because of other issues. In any event, husband is normally doesn't have to go and separate himself from his wife when she's a nida. Now, if he with the rachmana litzlan have relations with her when she's a nida, which is an isser of kares, nevertheless, not concerned about that. Balu neman alel, the husband is believed to be alone with her and not to go and succumb to his desires and have relations while she's a nida. So, if we believe the husband to be alone with his wife while she's a nida, so certainly sota shibulah for the husband to be with his wife while she's a sota. Rachmana litzlan, if he would have relations with her, it would only be an isser of lav versus an isser of kares. So certainly, we should believe the husband in that situation. What did the chacham tell back to Rav Yossi when he said that? Amrullah, the chacham said to Rav Yossi, no, that's not a good answer. That's not a good kavah homer, because im amris benida, if you're saying that we believe the husband to be alone with his wife, she's a nida, you know why? Shekein yesh lahet, because eventually she won't be a nida anymore. She'll have tahara from her state of being a nida, and it'll be permissible to her. So too, can you say the same thing in regards to a sota? Tomar besota, she ain't lehetter. There is no hetter for the sota until she goes and drinks. So therefore, obviously, it must be, where it says, v'yamis li'achar stira mochala, if he's able to go and be mochal, the original kinoi, after the stira, so that mishkachas l'diyesh lehetter, then there is a hetter. So how would the chacham be able to respond to Yossi that there's no hetter? Oh, mustn't it be, therefore, that there is no hetter? Because the boy, if there was in fact such a heter of being able to be mochel the original kinoy, so then mochel loli kinuye ubal. So then he could have done that from the fact that the chacham didn't respond to Rav Yossi that there's a heter. In fact, they said there is no heter. Toma besota she'en laheter. It must be that they hold that in fact there is no heter. Once there was stira, he can't go and be mochel on the original kinoy. And that's how the Gemara concludes. El shmamina liachas tira eno mochel shmamina. This is a good raya from the fact that the Chacham did respond that there is no heter over here. Oh, it must be that there is no heter of being able to revoke the original kinoy once there is stira, and that is the conclusion of the Gemara. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Meisu ba'alein, if Rachmon litzlan, the sota's husband passes away before she gets a drink from the mei sota, so achilo shosu, so if they didn't drink yet, so then we had a machlokas between Beishamai v'chulei, Beishamai. It said that the woman is considered the owner of her ksuba already at that point in time, and therefore, Hamosi b'chaver ol v'raya. We don't know. Was she or was she not a sota? So we leave things the way they are. The possession of the ksuba is considered, according to Beishamai, to be in the hands of the wife already. Could go kimosha govui domi. We view it as if it has already been collected, and therefore, the inheritors of the husband's estate would have to prove that she was in fact a sota, that she in fact had committed adultery, and therefore wasn't entitled to ksuba. Since they can't prove that, there are no edim, and she can't drink the waters, so she gets to keep the ksuba. Beisilah said no. Yarshei Habal, they're the ones that are considered in possession, and therefore, if the woman wishes to collect the ksuva, Mosi b'chaver ol v'raya, she has to prove that she wasn't the sota, that she hadn't committed adultery, since there's no way to prove that, since there was stira with edim, so therefore she doesn't collect the ksuva. So the Gemara asks, but my kumifli, what exactly are Beishamai and Beisil argue about? So the Gemara says, Beishamai sabre, Beishamai is of the opinion, as I've already said, shtara omid legavos kigavoy dormai, they hold that the ksuba has already been considered as if it's in the possession of the wife, and therefore, Hamotzi b'chavei ol v'raya falls upon the Yarshei Habal. And we turn to Chafei omid beis, and Beisil sabre, they're of the opinion, shtara omid legavos lav kigavoy dormai, the ksuba is a document that's waiting to be collected, but it's not considered as it's already collected, and therefore it is incumbent upon the woman to prove that she wasn't, in fact, a committer of adultery, and since there's no way she can prove that, so therefore she doesn't collect the ksuba, it stays in the possession of the Yarshei Habal, they're considered the owners of it. Okay, Tosfos over here has a whole discussion as to whether it's talking about all of the ksuba or only part of the ksuba. Ayin Shom in Tosfos, the Ramaslo, base Hillel, Sari Shtar Omid the Gavos, Lav Kigavoy Domoy, for details of that discussion, which is also found in other Gemaras. Then we quote the Mishnah that said, Meuberes Chaveiro, Minekes Chaveiro. That's the Vechule. So in that situation, the Machlokas was between Rav Meir and the Chachamim as to whether or not the Stira was, if it was done, whether she can drink or not. Then the Mishnah discussed, that's the Vechule over here, and it discussed the case of an islandess, a Zekena, and a woman who was incapable of having children, Shena Ruya Lele. So the Tanakama had said in that situation that she's not allowed to drink the Meisota, and therefore she doesn't collect the Ksuba. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer had said that they are allowed to drink the Meisota in that situation, and the Gemara now discusses that machlokis. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, this machlokis is only biakara uzkena, between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar, is only between the situations of where she was either a akara, she had drank, as Rashi had said, this koshal ikrin, and she couldn't have children, or she's a kena, she's postmenopausal, and she couldn't have children. However, our islandess, in the regards to the woman who's Duchrini, says Rashi, it said, where she has never had sexual maturity, she's never had the signs of sexual maturity, and is incapable of having children from basically from birth, some sort of a genetic condition. So Divri Akol Lo Shosa, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Elazar says in that situation she's not allowed to drink the Mesota and the Lo Notelis Subas, and she doesn't take Ksuba. And this is based upon the Pasuk Shinema Viniksa Vinizra Zora. She will drink from the Mesota, and if she in fact did not commit adultery, so she will be found to be Nikia, she will be Niksa, and therefore she will be blessed with having children. Vinizra Zora. But that only implies Misha Darko Lihazria, a woman that has the physical capability, at least at one point in her life, to go and have children. And Yotzazu, this island is She'ain Darko Lihazria. She never had the physical capability of having children, as opposed to the Zakena and the Isha that right now has drunk the Koshel Ikrin, now cannot have children. The Zakena is postmenopausal, now cannot have children. They originally were able to have children, so therefore the Pasuk, Beniksa V'nizra Zora, applies to them. But everybody agrees, even Rabbi Elazar, that it doesn't apply to the islanders. More questions. This is Mesfi. Wait a second. Hamekane liarusaso ulushomeres yavam shelo. If a person gives kinoi to his wife while she's only in the first stage of marriage, the arusa, so the arus is mekane his wife who's an arusa, or the yavam is mekane the shomeres yavam, to say not to seclude herself, not to be alone, not to close herself with yankel. So the halach is im ad shelo kinso nistera, if before they took him into the full second stage of marriage by the arusa, or until the yavam did yibam with her and now she's his full-fledged wife, so if before that happened she had closeted herself away with yankel, with that guy, so then we had pointed out previously in the Mishnah, Lo Shosa, she's not allowed to drink the Mesota, and the Lo Notelis Subasa. Since she's the cause of that, there's Raglai Ladover, she shouldn't have been alone with that guy, therefore she loses the Ksuba. We turn to Chavava Mar Aleph, where the Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah, Muberes Chavero, if it's the woman who had become pregnant and never her husband died or divorced her, that was Rashi's Pshat. Tosushan said it's only a case of where she is widowed, that she's obligated to go and take care of this child. But if the husband divorces, she's not meshubah to him and doesn't have to go and nurse his child. So in any event, let's learn simple like Rashi now. It's talking about whether it's divorced or Nebuch, she's widowed. So if she's Muberes Chavero, she is married now by another person who does kinui on her, or Menekes Chavero, she's a nursing mother, and Nebuch, her husband died or divorced her, and she's remarried now to somebody else, and she's not allowed to. Lo Shosos, Lo Notlos, Ksuba, Divir Meir. Meir says that this marriage is not allowed, she's not Re'uya to him, and therefore we don't let her drink the Mei Marim, and we also don't let her collect the Ksuba. This marriage needs to be undone, because Rebbeir holds that this is an Isser marriage. That's the opinion of Meir. Shoy Meir Omer Lo Yisro Adam Muberes Chavero Minekes Chavero, because Meir is of the opinion that it's aser to go and marry Muberes Chavero or Minekes Chavero until after the 24 months of the weaning. And in fact, Meir holds Vim Nasa, if the marriage did occur, was Chal Yotzi, the husband has to go and divorce her with a get, but Lo Yasser Olamas, and he's never allowed to take her back, even though technically Yisrael is allowed to be Maxi Gushaso. Here, since this was done Beisser, he's not allowed to take her back. The Chacham disagree. The Chamrim Yotzi, he is allowed to go and separate from her. Yotzi here, according to Moshe Mefarshim, means that he gives her a divorce. However, after the 24 months are up, now he's allowed to go and remarry her. And since he's not a Kohen, he's allowed to be Maxi Grushoso. Continue. The Harove, the Bryson now introduces a situation where a Rove, which is a bachelor, a young man, Shinasa Akara Zakena, that married a woman who is incapable of having children. She's barren, and Akara was Zakena, she's postmenopausal. Now, this is Rova, is a bachelor who has never had children. Therefore, he has not been Makayim the Mitzvah Puravo, which is here the situation. So, in this case, he has to divorce his wife to be Makayim the Mitzvah Puravo. So, the Tanakama holds, Lo Shosa, she's not allowed to drink, Lo Natal Ksuba. We want that marriage to dissolve, and therefore, she's not allowed to drink, and she's not entitled to Ksuba. That's the opinion of Tanakama. But Rabbi Lazaro Mer, he says, no, he has options over here. Let him marry somebody else. Yochalu Lisa Acheres. In addition to this Akara or Zakena, let him go and marry someone else and have children with her. The Lifros Lirbos Hemena. And therefore, this is a valid marriage with the Akara and Zakena. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, Shosa, in fact, she could drink and she would collect Tuxuba if the husband, for example, didn't let her drink. The Braisa continues and says, what about the case of Alamakani Lo Arusasul Shomeris Yavim Shalo? The man who's only married the first stage of marriage with his wife, he's the Arus. They've only had the first stage of marriage with his Arusa. They haven't yet had Nisu in the Chuppah. Or the Shomeris Yavim Nebuch, the husband passed away and she's waiting to be taken in Yibam. So in this situation, the kinoy was done, but umishikansa nistra, only now after the second stage of marriage occurred, or the yavam took his full wife in yibam, so then she now, after the marriage has been consummated and completed, second stage of marriage, and fully completed via yibam with the case of the shomeris yavam, and now umishikinsa nistra, only after this did she undergo stira, she was alone with him. So here, she has two options. O shosa, either drink, o lo no tell ksuba, or don't take your ksuba. If you're the cause of not drinking, i.e., you decide not to drink, so then you don't get the ksuba. But otherwise, do drink, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide whether you, in fact, did something wrong or not. The Brisa continues, in the case of the Muberis, Umenekes Atzma, the woman who was pregnant, or she was nursing, and then Nebuch, her husband passed away, or divorced her, in that situation also, the Brisa says, her choice. O shosa, drink if you want. O lo no telik subasa. Or don't take your ksuba then if you're not going to drink. And harove shenasa karizikena v'yeshlo isha ubanim. Or in the situation of the bachelor who took upon himself to marry an akara, a barren woman, or a zikena, a postmenopausal woman, but he does have children. V'yeshlo isha ubanim. He's a young guy, but he has children already with another wife. He's been mekayim the mitzvah pruvu. So in that situation, the akara zikena who is nisteres, o shosa, either drink, o lo natelis kuzmasa, or you won't be entitled to your ksuba. Similarly, aishas mamzer la mamzer, in a situation where the wife of a mamzer was allowed to marry the mamzer, so she's halachically in a legitimate marriage with the mamzer. Let's say she was a gyorit. The gyorit is allowed to marry a mamzer. So aishas mamzer la mamzer, or the aishas nesin la nesin, or a woman who comes from the givonim. So she marries a person who comes from the givonim, a aishas nosin la nosin, or the aishas ger, or the wife of a ger, or the Eved Mishuchra, or the wife of an Eved Mishuchra, or, here it says, the islandess, or a woman who is an islandess, here it says, O Shosa, O Lo, No Teles, Kesuba. It says over here, and here's the point that we're looking for, the islandess has the option, either drink, or don't get your Kesuba. That's the point of the Brisa. We've gotten a long time into this Brisa to get to this point. The Gemara says, Tani Mias, it says over here in this Brisa, islandess is Shosa, Olo no tell his ksuba, but you see that there is an option for her to drink. Now, Rav Nachman had just brought down the pasuk v'niksa v'nizra zara. It's because she has to be capable of having zera, and that's why an islandess was excluded. So this brisa goes against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's in an amora. Tiyufta, the Rav Nachman. This brisa goes against Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, Amalaf Rav Nachman, how would he respond to this brisa, the challenge? He says, yeah, this is a machlokas tanoim, tanoihi. I, in fact, don't agree with this brisa. I hold like the following Tana, the Tanya, we learned in the following Brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Islandess lo shosa, the lo notel ksuba. That's exactly what Rav Nachman says is my opinion. I hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that the islandess doesn't have the option to drink, and she doesn't get her ksuba. Why? Shinema, because the pasuk says, v'nikso v'nizro zora. This exactly is the opinion that Rav Nachman says, I hold like the Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Misha Darko Leazria Yotzuzush Ain Darko Lezria. This Brisa states exactly the idea that I had darshan from the pasuk, that somebody who is capable of having children, i.e. somebody at one point in their life was capable of having children, so then the waters can be used to test them, and they either they're Osho So Lona Tel Ksuba. But the island is who never, from May Ima, as Rashi had said, from birth she was incapable of having children, so therefore she's not included in the pasuk of Sota. New Taka, this was a very good raya that he used. New Rabbanon, Hay Niksa, Vinizra Zora, my Avdilei. What did they do with this pasuk? It sounds like Rosh Hashanah Lazar's drasha, Rav Nachman's drasha is a correct drasha. So no, the Gemara says, Miboy Lulu the Chatanya. They need it for the following brisa. The pasuk says, Vinixa Vinizra Zora. So the brisa holds Shimhaisa Akora Nifkedis. This brisa teaches us that if she was incapable of having children, now Hakadosh Baruch Hu will remember her, and she will be able to have children. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. That's what the pasuk says. V'nixav v'nizra zora. That's how the chacham hold like Rabbi Akiva. Now, in this brisa, the chacham questioned Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel questions Rabbi Akiva, and he says, "Im kain, you know what's going to happen? Yisasru kol ha'akaros v'yipaktu. Anybody who can't have children, instead of going to a fertility clinic and getting all sorts of very high-tech and complicated and potentially painful and expensive types of treatments, closet yourself away with a man. Tell your husband to be mekaneh you not to closet yourself with that man. Closet yourself with that man. Obviously, don't commit adultery. Drink the mei hamarim, and you'll have children. In Cain, Yisosru kol ha'akaros v'yipoktu. They'll go and have children. Why wouldn't they do that? Vizu ho lo nistra of Sida. And this woman who's Erluch, and she doesn't want to go and be over the Yisr of Yichud with this man, so she's going to suffer. Everybody else will be over the Yisr of Yichud but have children. And this woman who's Erluch, so she's not going to go and do this, and she'll lose out, so it can't be.
So then, what does Rabbi Yishmael say the drash is of Nixov in Israel Zorah?
So the Gemara says, Shemaisa Yoledis Bitsar Yoledis Verevach. Oh, it's telling us not that if you haven't had children, you'll have children. It has, if you had a difficult labor, now you'll have an easy labor. Nikebos Yoledis Zacharif. If you only lived to have girls, now you'll have boys. If you only had short children, Kitzarim, Yoledis Aruchim, now you'll have taller children. If you had darker children, Shacharif, now you'll have Yoledis Levon, you'll have lighter children. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yishmael and the Chachamim who argued, Rabbi Shimon and Elazar, they would argue the words V'nixov in Yisro Zorah come to teach us. Now, the Maritz Chayis asks, so, wait a second. The same question that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva, we can ask Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva, hey, listen, all the women who can't have children, Yisosru kol akoros v'ipoktu. So, therefore, the women will end up doing this thing wrong. So, they asked the question, Maritz Chayis asks, so then, why can't we tell to Rabbi Shmuel as well? You know what's going to happen? All of the women who had difficult labor, who had only girls, let's say, or only short children, or only darker children, so they'll try to go and change that by being so serious themselves, by being alone with another man. They'll tell the husband, do kinui, and I'll be alone. And this will have much easier labor. So why wouldn't they do that? The same question. So the Mefarshim explain that here they would be taking a chance, because once they're so serious themselves, so they're also to the husband. Maybe the husband will change his mind, says, no, I don't want you to drink. Here's a ksuba and say goodbye. So they don't want to put themselves into a situation where something could happen that they would end up eventually being in a very difficult situation. For not having children and now having children, women would put themselves in such a difficult situation. But to have a little bit of easier labor, so women wouldn't put themselves into such a situation. The Shar Mitzvayonim Ba'alachim gives a different terrace. He brings out a Yerushalmi, that even though we don't hold like this, the Rambam says, but the Yerushalmi says that even if the Sota is innocent from the fact that she caused the erasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and she had done something wrong by clothing and self-esteem with such a person, she will eventually die in a terrible way. Because she put herself into such a situation. So the Shar Mitzvayonim Ba'alach says that's another reason why a woman wouldn't go and do this unless she was barren beforehand, and now she would be doing anything to go and have children, but just to make her labor a little bit easier, to have a slightly different type of an outcome in the child, a woman wouldn't go put herself in that situation, where she'll, according to this Yerushalmi, she'll die no matter what in a horrible way, therefore a woman wouldn't do so. Okay, we went pretty far down the Amud already, Chavavim and Aleph, but this is a good break point. We need to get to the end of this answer, and Mitzvah Hashem will pick up over here tomorrow. This concludes today's shiur.